What's good, y'all? Your boy Brandon back again. Another episode of the On Run Podcast, man. This week, internal pod, baby. We back at it. I think it's time to, it's good to take a break every now and then from having guests. Just chill out. There's been a lot happening. I mean, it's summertime, but I got the boys in the studio with me. What's good, y'all?
What's happening? Good.
All right. First order of business. Let's talk about these demonic ass Olympics, bro.
Why they gotta be demonic,
bro? Like, did you see the whole opening? Yeah, like the whole intro to it.
I skimmed it.
Yeah, like I don't know. It's just really nuts, bro.
You think they put in like messages about
like not to put my tinfoil hat on? Okay. But it's like after enough shit happened, like we can't really act like it's just coincidence. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the way it's like. It's not even like a tinfoil hat on. It's like how do you even come up with these type of ideas for it not to kind of like align, you know?
But I thought the opening ceremony was kind of commemorating like, you know, the history of France and the whole thing.
So the Last Supper with like,
I don't know. I don't know.
Like drag queen Last Supper has nothing to do. And then they try to spin it and be like, oh, it was the feast of like Dionysus or some like Greek god. Because like, oh, the Olympics are Greek. But it's like, bro, we all see the imagery so vividly. Yeah. It's like you can't really walk away from it and pretend like you're not doing what you're doing. You know what I mean? You can't throw a rock at her and hide your hand.
Y'all sound scary. This sounds like, oh my God, hard metal rock band,
but at the end of the day, is it not?
To be fair, if it was a hard metal rock band, I'd be like,
they have a metal band playing at the opening ceremony?
I don't see that.
Go pull up the clip when y'all have the time or when you're editing this, you'll see what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about just like the imagery.
Did you just watch what you're mad at?
No, I mean, I didn't watch the whole thing. I didn't watch it live, but I seen like, okay. I went back and watched clips and read like, read up on it and stuff. That's how I know like both people defending stuff. And it's like, to me, I don't know, bro. Like, it's just really become that where you can't even enjoy shit no more because you don't even know how to feel about it at the end of the day. It's like, shit is crazy. And even if it's not crazy, it look crazy. So what the fuck I'm going to do going to some shit that look crazy?
And to be fair, no, the way I see it, it's like this. Like, you know how like, I saw a clip that was like 10 years ago. They had like some person dressed up like in the an Olympian suit like Arnold back then. He had like an arrow shot up in the air with fire, lit up the whole place, right? Like that shit's dope. What the fuck does people eating at a supper have to do with anything? Like, forget imagery, anything.
Yeah, but why? Even if it is art, right? Fuck, I gotta do with the Olympics, bro. It's like, LeBron out here yamming on motherfuckers like,
I don't know. Okay. What opening ceremony did y'all want then? If y'all were the directors of the Olympics, whatever, what'd y'all want?
Okay. Like some shit that actually like has to do with illustrating that
like
sport.
What? Give us an example.
Yeah, like bow and arrows, like people like.
Just pause for a second. Sure. If you're the. I want to hear your Olympics opening ceremony. Go ahead.
Yeah, like bow and arrows. You got like people wearing like all white, like Olympian clothes. You probably got like maybe people like all festive, whatever it may be. If you really wanted to, you could have a supper there.
Like celebrate like, French culture. It's there, whatever it is.
Y'all wanted croissants and this
was
type
a, shit.
This was
type
a 10-year anniversary for the French, right? That's why the reason we didn't, or LA didn't get it this year. France got it this year because they were like, hey, it's our 100-year anniversary. 100-year anniversary. So they were like, to me, it would have been like, shit, do anything about France related because this is your 100-year anniversary. Or do anything back then for an Olympian. Like
you have to imagine, right? These are like the top 1% of the top 1% of athletes in the world. Like these motherfuckers are like, this is literally like if there was a real life convention for superheroes, these people would be there. Simone Biles jumping 12 feet in the air.
She's a superhero.
We got LeBron.
Absolutely.
We got fucking Noah Lyles fucking Dash from The Incredibles and shit. What the fuck does a supper and all this imagery, whatever, like, I get it. It's art. Cool. But what does it really have to do with what we're talking about at the end of the day?
Y'all sound like old ladies, honestly. Like,
well, how?
Why are y'all mad at a... What is it going to do? Like, okay, they do the ceremony. It's weird. You don't like it. And then what?
No, I'm just saying, like, why have
motherfuckers are still going to watch the Olympics.
Sure, but I'm saying that's not... The question is not, like, are they going to watch it or are they not? But why does it have to be here?
Honestly, I'm sorry to interrupt. But, like, what can we do?
Yeah, we can
talk about it.
Nah, yeah, we could talk about it. We're talking about it right now, but other, like, Well, how can we say, oh, I don't like seeing this? Yeah, but if that's
the
case,
what's the point of talking about anything? Because what can we do about anything?
So we should just end this podcast today?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if that's what you're saying, like, what can we do?
No, I get the frustration. Even when I saw the opening ceremony, I was like, I was a little weirded out, but that's it. That's the point. They want you to be mad because sure. That keeps people talking.
But I, up to what extent do we allow that to be a thing? Like, if I came up to you, right?
Uh-huh.
Or I won't say you, but if I came up to like a homeless person where I slapped them and it's on camera and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so viral. Like, yeah, but I'm still a dickhead for like picking on homeless people. Uh-huh. Like, so even if I'm getting attention, I'm whatever. Like, up to what extent are we going to allow this like stuff to go on for the sake of being like, oh, but it's getting views and we want people to watch our stuff?
Thank you for changing your example, because, you know, if you wasn't slapping me, you know.
That's what I'm saying. See?
You would have went viral too.
That's what I'm saying.
Channel 13 News.
That's what I'm saying.
Telemundo, cry.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying. It's like, how much are we gonna allow people to just do weird ass shit and then be like, oh, but it's art. It's for views.
The Olympics, they ain't listening to us.
But it's not about them listening to us. Okay. Right? I see this as like, okay, we might not reach 1 million people, but we might reach, you know, 10 people that are like, yeah, that's kind of true. We reach thousands for sure.
Yeah.
But let's say we reach 1,000. Of those 1,000, they might hear it and be like, oh yeah. And then they talk about it with, you know, 2-3 people each. Mm-hmm. And that cycle continues and continues. It's like, we could actually really make a difference. That's the whole point of like, get on here and talking. Otherwise, what are we going to do? You know, we're just sitting in an echo chamber all day. But
yeah.
I don't know. To me, that's just like what those, I get it, right? Like, I get when people make real political stances, right? Like, we had Jesse Owens, right? Black Power Fist is like an iconic moment. Cool, I get it.
Right.
That to me is like, okay, it actually means something, because you have somebody who's treated as lesser than showing the world like, nah, I'm really him. What the fuck are y'all looking at me less than for?
Yeah.
Standing up for himself.
No, I get what you're saying. And but like, I feel like with the, like, you're throwing up a Black Power Fist at the Olympics, or let's say you're like an athlete from Ukraine and you got the flag on your back or whatever, like, whatever, you know, that is like going against the system or something like that. You know what I mean?
Y'all know who I also want to interview before we jump back in? Y'all know we're going to get a new mayor, right? For the first time, it's going to be not a Goodman. We had Oscar Goodman for a long time, then we had his wife. We're actually going to get a new mayor this year.
Damn.
So I low-key wanted to get like one of the candidates on and like grill him type shit. That should be good ass podcast.
I'm down. Are they down to do it though?
They gotta be, cause it's actually a close race, bro. And if we really think about it, like, we might think we can't influence some shit, but it's like, bro, there's a reason motherfuckers go on Breakfast Club and do all these other podcasts when they're dropping albums or books or whatever. It's like, it actually makes a difference. You're not gonna tell me it doesn't, especially when we're like one of the biggest podcasts in the city. Like, they ain't really, if you really look about it, there's not that many podcasts that are bigger than us here. Like, actually, people that do it consistently type shit.
Yeah. How many podcasts are in the city?
Though? Right. So it's like, bro.
Isn't that weird? Does that scare you?
Nah, that's kind of crazy. In a way, it's kind of crazy.
It's weird type shit, right?
Yeah.
Like,
we're really the Breakfast Club of Las Vegas type shit.
Like, ooh, I like that.
Joe Rogan, bro. We're the fucking Rory and Mal. We're the Joe Budden podcast of the city, man.
Except we ain't going to break up over stupid shit. Yeah, but. Who's the main guy in the
Breakfast Club? Charlamagne? That's Noah, bro. Noah always on point with his shit. Noah's on point with his shit.
I'm Charlamagne.
Nah, I'm DJ Envy.
So he Angela.
I'm about to get the Rico.
Oh shit.
Nah, but yeah, I don't know. And then just another thing to touch up on that Olympic stuff. Y'all heard about the Algerian boxer?
Yeah.
What are y'all opinions on it before I share mine?
Shout out to the homie.
Nah. She was born a female.
That's why. Yeah.
She was born a female. But the only thing is, she has a genetic, or she was born with XY chromosomes.
You don't know. Okay, here's the thing about we don't know that.
Listen, I don't give a fuck about none of that. The bitch looked like Nipsey Hussle, man. I swear to God, bro.
But here's the thing, though. Let me tell you this. In Algeria, you're not allowed to have surgery to transition.
Thank you.
You're not allowed to have surgery to modify your sexual orientation.
Thank you.
It's, in fact, frowned upon. So, I get it. Maybe if she was like, and maybe to this day she might really feel like.
So are we mad that she somewhat has an unfair advantage? Is that what
no,
we're trying to say?
No, no, no. Here.
Because she whooping on shit. Who cares?
Here's my take, right? Here's why it's bullshit on both sides, right? Uh-huh. Because first of all, Nobody really knows. If you actually do your research, there's been no study proven. There's been no results shared. There's been no actual proof of whatever she has. So we can't say she has high testosterone. We can't say she has XY. We can't say none
look
of this.
Look at that chin.
It's we all
shit. Know, look at that chin.
Okay, but there's no high testosterone. We don't. Because there's manly looking women. There's female, like feminine looking men. But we don't know. At the end of the day, that's not what determines if you're a man or you're a woman. There's dudes that look like women. There's dudes that go out of their way to look like women. That don't make you a woman, bro. Sorry, say. Sorry to brush your bubble.
I mean, I got homies that paint their nails.
See? Are we going to call them females?
Nah.
See? So at the end of the day, we don't know. Here's what really fucks me up about this situation, all right? Because the people that are conservative, the people that are facts over feelings, whatever, whatever, are running with the story that fits their narrative. Yeah. Because it fits their narrative against all this political wokeness, against the left, against all these, oh, Kamala Harris is the she-devil, whatever. I get it, right? I'm not the biggest fan of what's going on. But at the end of the day, we got to call a spade a spade. And the people on the left are not stepping up to defend this woman at all. Why? Because she's not actually a dude pretending to be a female. If she was an actual dude, born a dude, pretending to be a female, there'll be so many people sticking up defending her. But because she's a woman, born a woman with female genitalia, probably has a period and could bear children, right? From a Muslim country where not only are you not allowed to transition, there's no gender reassignment, whatever, but we don't do that like, oh, I believe I'm this, I identify as this, I think I'm this, like I'm gonna transition. Like there's none of that. How does it make sense for this country to send a dude pretending to be a female and then everybody's running it with it? Everybody's running with it pretending to be like, oh, there's a dude beating up on women. What does the world come to in 2024? It's like,
listen,
they're just intellectually cowards, bro.
People only care when it's a thing to talk about. Nobody gave a fuck about women's boxing in the Olympics until now because the Olympics are on TV.
Not only that, she competed in the last Olympics and nobody gave a fuck.
Nobody gave a fuck. Exactly. All these stories, I'm just like, do we really care or y'all ain't got nothing else to talk about?
The thing was, is I think the viral post that went out about it was like some guy saying, oh, look at this. This is why we shouldn't have men out, men competing against women. And it was literally where she had punched the other girl.
It was really because that Italian bitch folded in 40 seconds.
Yeah, literally.
She was like, you know what? This is too much.
Oh,
she was
like, oh, shit.
Yeah, let me go back to the pizza and the lasagna, bro. Yeah. I'm out of this bitch. But the thing is like, so the whole thing started because the IBA, which was a World Boxing, International Boxing Association, deemed her and a Chinese, I think Taiwanese or Chinese boxer, they're the same thing. No, I'm just kidding. Let's not jump into that.
Yeah, be careful. Something with the pizza and lasagna. We can't afford any more racist ass comments. Cancel our shit.
It all started because the IBA deemed her ineligible to compete for some competition, right? And they only banned her after she had beaten an undefeated Russian prospect, which was this golden girl of Russian boxing, which did what? When Ryan Garcia got deemed disqualified, what happened to Devin Haney's undefeated? Came back, right? He's undefeated. It's a no contest. They did the same thing. So the IBA is a Russian organization that banned her after she had beat a Russian boxer. Not only that, the Olympics themselves got rid of the IBA from being like the official like organization that oversees boxing for the Olympics because of so much corruption and I think some financial issues they were having. So it's like, bro, this whole thing got blown out of proportion. Got blown out of proportion, and everybody's running with their own side, and the only person suffering is this poor woman, bro. Yeah. Like, I hope she wins a gold.
She's just trying to live out her dreams.
Facts.
People are saying like, oh yeah, she's a dude, all this and all of that, and people are like, not only that, the other boxer is also known to be to cry a lot about fights. So she just did whatever she does. She cries about a fight. In this case, she tapped out after 40 seconds.
Yeah, I
know. People are just like, oh, yeah. No one's ever felt a man's punch like this before.
Been defeated before.
I know.
There's an Irish boxing. She goes by the nickname Baby Canelo.
Damn.
That's kind of hard.
That's hard.
But she's an Irish boxer. She's actually stood up for her. She's actually beat her before. Mm-hmm. And she's standing up for her saying like, she like even if, right, which we don't know, even if she was born with higher testosterone than normal, she was born that way, bro. She's not taking like, are we gonna complain and be like, oh, Michael Jordan is born with a 43-inch vertical, he shouldn't be allowed in the NBA. Oh, Shaq is fucking a demon, bro. He's running around like that 7 feet, dunking all motherfuckers, running down the field. Oh, he can't compete in the NBA.
Right.
What are you talking about?
And you gotta think about it, like, I know, Noah, you were like, oh, should we just ban her, like, or no, like,
I didn't say that.
No, she has an unfair advantage, right?
When did I say that?
Well, like, you asked hypothetically.
Yeah.
But to me, it's like, if they're Olympians for a reason, they're athletes for a reason, like, I can't go up in there and be like, yeah, you know what?
I'm you play definitely can't today. Go up
you can. You saw that guy in Japan that's like 5'6"?
Yeah, I did, but.
5'6".
Yeah, dude's like 5'6", and he played against France.
Yeah.
But you have a picture of Wemby, who's like 7'3", next to this 5'6" Japanese dude. Yeah. And he dropped 30 in the game, bro.
Oh, he dropped 30.
He dropped 30,
oh,
gang.
Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, bring him to America, nice, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, these Olympians, they're there because they have some type of, like,
they're genetic freaks, yeah, at the end of the day. Yeah.
And they've been practicing their whole life.
Yeah. It's a con,
yeah.
So, like, it is what it is, bro. Regardless, like, I don't know. This Olympics, I feel like, besides the controversy, nobody really would be talking about it. Because there hasn't, except the Turkish guy. That Turkish guy was like the biggest, the hardest fucking, yeah. Besides that, it's like,
we've been
really
getting
happened?
Some good memes this Olympics, but it ain't hitting.
Yeah, it ain't hitting, bro.
I don't think it's hitting.
And you know what it is? Like, if there's no big track superstar, you know, like back in Usain Bolt was competing, bro. Mm-hmm. It's like,
Michael Phelps, like, everybody
felt like
was
an
watching. Event. Now it's just like, I'm not too sure about Team USA's performance. Like, are we doing good in the Olympics?
We're doing, like, we have a lot of medals. We don't have as many golds as, like,
okay,
we probably should have.
So. You know, America, our standards are real high.
Yeah, for real.
Like, I see, it was always funny, like, the rest of the year, or not the rest of the year, but, like, most Americans are like, oh, I hate America. I want to leave, you know, they, you know, whatever. But when it comes to the Olympics, USA, USA,
right.
USA. Like, we're real patriotic in the Olympics.
Hell yeah.
What's it called? Didn't Team USA soccer team lose to Morocco?
Yeah, 4-0.
But hold up. Y'all Mexican, right?
Yeah.
Are y'all patriotic for Mexico in the Olympics?
Type shit. Like, a little bit.
A little bit.
Here's the thing. People always say, like, this is a real big talking point also,
mm-hmm.
because I don't know if you guys have seen all the political shit that's going on in Europe and England with the stabbings and all that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't want to get into that, mm-hmm. like, derail the conversation, make this just a political podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a big talking point of people over there. They're like, oh, when people move here, like, even their kids, right, when it's the World Cup or the Olympics, they cheer for their home country instead of, like, where they're from now. And it's like,
uh-huh.
I ain't gonna lie. The way I've seen it, uh-huh. is like, whoever's doing better, that's who you cheer for. Mexico ain't never gonna have as many goals as USA, bro. So as soon as the Olympics come on, I'm putting that motherfucking USA jersey on.
I feel.
What?
I'm Eritrean.
Oh, yeah.
Bruh, you know, like.
Wait, long distance running, maybe? No, y'all have no goals in history? We gotta look that up.
I think we. Can you look it up on Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Actually, let's look up, like, Mexico's gold medals, and then
we have some.
So Guatemala,
it's like swimming
just
and shit.
Won their first gold medal like 2 days ago, Thursday.
In what? Banana picking.
That's bro, my edit
fault.
That.
My
edit.
Fault.
Edit.
My fault.
Edit. That's edit. That's not making the final cut.
My fault. Shout out to all the Guatemalans.
That's an edit. My God. That's
edit. Let them grow bananas there. It wasn't a racist.
Well, you can't
they
say
do.
Banana picking.
Why? I'm not saying it in a racist way.
Yeah, you were.
Who the fuck
was okay, Eritrea at the Olympics? All right, if we had a guess, what would you guess?
Oh, me? We got like 5 gold medals, 3 silvers, and 2 bronzes.
What about you? Eritrea.
Don't even ask me.
So Eritrea has 1 bronze medal. That's it.
Wait,
its whole history.
The whole hit?
Yeah.
Okay, what year was it?
2004, Athens. And it was in 10,000 meters, so long distance running.
Okay. That's what's up.
Winter Games, you've only had one. Oh, no, you've had 2 athletes go. Yeah, which makes sense.
We don't
bro.
Fuck with the
they
cold.
Ain't got
yeah,
no fucking snow
cold.
There.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
snow
yeah,
over there.
Yeah.
Hell nah.
But yeah, 1 bronze medal.
All right, 2028. I'm coming.
LA.
There.
Yeah. What it meant? What it meant? Shooting. Low key, I feel like if we really practiced, shooting might be one of the ones we could actually qualify for.
You mean the shit with the
yeah,
thing
yeah,
with
yeah.
the eye
yeah.
and the whole shit?
Yeah,
like the Turkish guy.
Yeah, I just pulled a Turkish guy too, bro. No equipment, bro. Get me right.
You know, yeah.
Because it's like, you're not going to be Michael Phelps. You're not going to be Bolt. You're not going to be...
No,
you're not going to be, you know.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're right. And so, the people, like the Turkish dude that was, he's kind of out of shape.
Yeah, he's just someone's fucking uncle, bro. Yeah. Like, imagine you seeing your uncle winning the fucking Olympics.
He used to be military police.
I don't give a fuck. He's still somebody's uncle.
I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm going to compete in shooting because my dad used to be a shooter, so it passed down to me.
Damn. That's hard.
Yeah.
Where, are you competing for Eritrea or USA?
I don't know.
Get that gold for Eritrea. Come on.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You got to think about it. If you get a gold for USA, you still ain't shit. Like, it ain't popping. Bum ass Eagle shooting.
It's like
if you win it for Eritrea, you damn near be the president.
Bro,
it's
going to be a parade.
Parade inside my country. Yeah.
Oh, man. Free food, everything. But it's like the lady that she beat Sha'Carri in the race yesterday.
Where's she from?
St. Lucia.
St. Lucia, yeah. Shout out to her, man.
Bro, and
do you see the parade? Yeah. Like, that's the thing, bro. Like, people don't realize, like, in these little countries where shit is really just, like, it's rough out there, winning a gold medal is like, bro, somebody from here is the fastest in the world at 100 meters. Like, the whole world sent their best representative and somebody from right here where we are. Is the fastest like that? That's some fucking
okay.
That shit like makes you dream big type shit, you know?
So 2028, LA. It's when I hit Slauson and Crenshaw after I win.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be with my gold medal.
Marathon sponsorship.
Yeah, marathon sponsored the whole shit. Yeah, I'm gonna do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 2028. I'm coming.
Let's go. All
right, but
go ahead.
Nah, we can move off that topic, but. You know, let's put it on the calendar. Yeah,
let's put it on the calendar, man. We're gonna do content out there as well.
2028 LA.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, next up, we was in Tijuana recently, and a lot of stuff happened.
Yeah, I'll let y'all speak on that.
A lot of stuff happened. So we get to Tijuana, right? We cross over. Everything's cool. First things, we're booking a hotel, right? We're with our friend Kyle. Shout out to Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
This idiot books for the next month, bro. Like, I'm like, bro. So we get to the hotel. So they actually checked us in and shit. And then she's like, sorry, we actually don't have a room for you. You booked for next month, not this month.
Yeah, she's like, you booked for August.
And we're like, bruh. Yeah, and I'm like, bro. So then we had to leave. Mm-hmm. We had to look for a new hotel, the whole fucking fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
But we go out, we're going to get food. We're streaming. Like, the VODs are still up. kick.com/OTRB, man. Mm-hmm. Go check it out. So, We leave. We want to go get food. We ate. We're leaving. And then this guy, I guess on the way, in the Uber, on the way to the food, he's seen a poster for the barbershop. It said like 95 pesos, which is like $4 type shit.
Five bucks
for a haircut. Yeah. So he's like, oh, I want to get a haircut. And he wanted to get his beard trimmed or whatever, shaved. So we eat. We're like, all right, fine, let's go. We walk into the first shop. I'll let you tell it because you was actually inside. So
I guess like the only thing is like if I don't shave for like past a week, it just looks scruffy, like homeless and shit, right? So I was just like, you know what? I like keep it in shape clean, whatever. So I had seen on the Uber like a 95 pesos on the way to the eating. And I was like, oh shit, that's cheap. And so we ate whatever. And then like, I kind of forgot about it. And then like afterwards, Brandon was like, oh, what should we do next? And I was like, I don't know. Let's just walk it. And he was like, nah, let's not walk it. Because Tijuana's kind of dangerous, right? And I was like, nah, let's just walk it, like at least down here. I seen like a barbershop somewhere close by. I just want to get my beard trimmed. So we start walking, right? And, like, the first barbershop we see is, like, a bunch of people in there, and they're all young. And I walk in, and I see, like, 95 pesos, right, or whatever, on one sign. And I get in, and the guy's, like, he sees me. He sees Brandon, like, streaming. He sees our Asian friend Kyle in there. So the guy's, like, and Tijuana, if they know you're not a local, if they know you're not from Mexico, they'll just upcharge you. It's a tourist city, so... They make any type of money on you any way they can. So even and so he told me it was like, oh, 140 pesos, which would have been like $2, which I guess was like, to us is like nothing, right? Like I probably would have taken it, especially for like, we're going for $60 cuts to like a $7 cut. Like anybody would take it. But I was like, nah, because I had seen 95 pesos. So I was like, I'm not going to get a finesse. Because I'm walking out, the guy's like, no, 120 pesos. I'm like, no, I'm good. And so we walk out, and as we're walking by again, I didn't know exactly where it was, but I knew it was, like, further down. And Brandon's like, oh, here's a spot. It's like a hole in the wall. Have you guys never seen memes, like, in Mexico? They always talk about sidewalks.
How it's, like 3 feet like, you're, high. Like, nah, the meme is, like, almost all the streets somehow are, like, uphill.
Yeah.
And then the sidewalk goes from, like, it's level, and then there's, like, a step, and it's, like, 2 feet up. Yeah. And then you have to, like, step up and walk down and shit. Yeah, like,
basically jump down.
Yeah.
Or jump up type shit to get up there. And so, like, it's a hole in a wall, and it's on a step, and there's, like, different shops.
It's, like, one of those where it's literally just a cement building, and it has the metal, the metal like roll doors.
Oh, okay.
Remember the shit we were talking about in Baltimore?
Yeah.
That type shit.
Yeah.
So then we're like, fucking around, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, yo, I was like, he's like, damn, there's nobody here. I'm like, oh, I'll get you right. Come on. And then this guy starts walking down the street, right?
Oh, like, but I didn't see him, right? So like, I guess it didn't really matter because he didn't really look like that. But like,
now Brandon's, he kind of
like,
did.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't see him. Brandon's like, oh, he's right behind you. And I'm like, oh, what do I do? Because like, I don't want to just turn around because all of us would have been looking at this fucking random ass dude. So Brandon asked him a question and then I still didn't see him. And he was like, oh, yeah, we're open. Like, go in. So I get in and I sit down and then I see this dude. He's like a twig, like maybe like 140 pounds soaking wet,
mm-hmm.
right? And like you could tell there's something like off about him, right? And I'm just like,
what do you mean by off?
Well, he wasn't straight.
He was at the Olympic supper, bro. Let's just put it that way.
There's nothing wrong with gay people, right? But I was like, huh, that's kind of weird, right? And so like I sit down on the chair and he puts like the fucking thing on me. I ask him, well, how much is it? He's like, 95 pesos. And I'm like, yeah, shit, I'll do it. Cause like I've seen the other sign, right? And
no. He asked him like, cause we didn't have actual pesos. We had dollars. Yeah, dollars. So he's right, like, how much? He's like, can I pay in dollars? Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah. He's like, how much? Mm-hmm. He's like, $5. Yeah, so he's like, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. And then like, he's like, okay, what do you want me to cut for you? I'm like, oh, you know what? Just cut the beard. That's all I want.
No, before this though, we got to explain. So Benji, the thing about him is like when he gets something new in his brain, he's so ADHD that he just spams it. You know, like when you're playing like Fortnite or whatever, like when you would unlock one new emote, and that's your only emote, yeah. Like he would just spam that's that motherfucking emote the whole time. Right. That's all he does, right? So right, yes, it is. So right now his emote is he always says this shit. And you could fact check me. Go to the last pod, listen to the last pod. He says this dumbass shit where he's like, oh, I want to dye my hair and my beard blonde like Brazilian people. Uh-huh. And he started listening to Brazilian music. Like, his whole fucking thing, he's full out Brazilian, yeah. Bro, right?
Yeah,
and then, so that's his emo. He's spamming that shit all the time.
I didn't ask a barber yet.
No, I know. But right before he was even, before the barber even came, he was like, oh, should I get my beard dyed here? Mm-hmm. Or should I get my hair dyed here? And I was like, oh, I think it might take too long, but you should do the beard. Mm-hmm. So that's a preface.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, that's like, it's a whole different story. Like, I've been wanting to get my fucking beard dyed, my mustache dyed for like a while. Bleach blonde.
You know you can do it yourself.
Yeah, I know, but like, it's not as funny to do it in front of other people. Like, I think I have self-induced ADHD.
How do you have self-induced ADHD?
Self-diagnosed, idiot.
He says self-induced.
It is self-induced.
It's both, Loki.
But anyways, so like, I get on the chair, right? I see this guy, I'm like, oh, this guy's like 140 soaking wet. How tall was he? Maybe like 5'10"?
Yeah, something like
I'd
that.
Say something like that. And I was like, nah, this guy is. I was like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, he starts like with the
razor.
No, not the with the straight razor. With the, with like the little
the
like,
trimmer?
The trimmer. Yeah, yeah, with the trimmer. Trimmers. And to be honest, I low-key would have been happy with just a trimmer.
Okay.
But I was like 95 pesos for just a trimmer. I was like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But he starts doing that shit, right? Doing everything, right? And I was like, okay, whatever. It was all good. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm happy here.
Mm-hmm.
Then he pulls out like a blade. I hear him open up the wrapper. I'm like, yeah, this is what I came here for, right?
Yeah.
I use a straight razor type shit.
Yeah.
And so like he starts going on me, right? And he like puts a cream, but this is the first part kind of caught me off guard. Remember, I can't see what he's doing or type shit, right? But I could feel his hands, right? So he's putting the cream, and he's like massaging my face. And I was like, okay. Now, I know it happens when you go to like a high luxurious place, you get like a little massage, a wet towel, warm towel, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Hair follicles, mm-hmm. softening up,
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy like starts massaging my face and my beard, right? And I'm like, okay. And then he pulls out a straight razor and he's like, he starts shaving and then like, he went like this. It smacked my face. Right?
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Right. What did he do?
Yeah.
He smacked your cheek?
Yeah, he smacked my cheek.
What?
I have no idea. But he shaved my beard now with like a straight razor, right? Uh-huh. So he's like, he gets it all smooth and he just smacks it.
He smacks it, right? He's like lathering up his face and he goes, and he's like, soft, like a baby's ass. And I'm like, in Spanish. And I'm like, bro, what?
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck's happening, man? Uh-huh. But he keeps going, right? Because shaving and everything. Right? Uh-huh. I was like, you know what? Because like, I'll let shit slide. I'll let some shit slide.
Nah.
For $5, I'll let it slide. Like, whatever.
That's crazy. That's a crazy sentence.
That's a very crazy sentence, but go ahead.
So, like, he starts shaving, whatever. And, like, he gets the majority of it done, and he's like, what was, oh. And then, like, it was near the end, he was like, oh, don't move your chin or something like that, right? Because he was going to cut, like, under here where my Adam's apple
right.
Was,
right?
And he starts doing it. He's like, he holds my...
Yeah, holds his neck like...
He holds my neck.
Like choking him, bro.
Like, no,
type
no,
shit.
He wasn't choking.
Type shit.
Hold on, pause.
He wasn't choking you, but that's how his hands was.
Okay, wait. I would have stopped
this. I seen it all. You can't see it. I was sitting on a chair. I was like, should I leave, bro? Y'all need a minute alone or some shit, bro. Like...
We've all been to barbers in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
And when they cut under here, they just tell you lift your chin up, and then they just do that.
Yeah.
With the straight, and you just have to stay like this.
Yeah.
This I've guy, never like, had a barber go.
Yeah. This guy, like, no, this guy, no, this guy, like, literally straddled him, sat on his lap, and held his neck, and he was
Dude, yeah, he kind of like had like
he sat on your lap.
Nah, he didn't sit on it, but his legs were like they're borderline like one leg was here, one leg was here. I didn't feel anything.
Oh, he's standing.
He's standing the whole time.
Okay, but he has, like, his legs over your knee.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm just, but at the same time, remember, I'm, like, I'm reclined, right? Because he wanted to recline me.
So, basically, he damn near was riding you fucking cowgirl.
Yeah, type shit.
Wait.
Answer a question, buddy.
No.
How close was it? He had to cut your
chin. It was like 65%. Like, okay. It was more than...
I gave 60%.
Okay.
It was way more than it should have been.
Now, the thing is, I've cut, so I use a straight razor myself, okay?
Okay.
And you can cut yourself very easily. And right. So I get it, and I've gotten cuts with straight razors before from inexperienced people that they usually come close to make sure you're not cutting your skin or anything, right? So he was a little close sometimes, but to me it was like, you know what? I'll excuse it. Because he also was like, some places here in Vegas, they'll just use a straight razor and go... But unless you really know, you get all the stubble out. And to get all the stubble out, you try not to cut someone else, right?
Okay. Fuck all that that explanation you gave for a straight razor. Was his beard really that long in Mexico?
Nah.
No.
Like, for me personally, I would just roll it out. We were there for 2 days.
That's what I'm saying.
I would roll it out.
Who are you trying to look fly for 2 days? The barber was already experienced. He really wanted to experience you. That's what happened.
Type shit.
No.
Type shit.
The way I see it, it's like, even if I wasn't there, I would have shaved my beard the next day anyway.
I feel like you could have just saved yourself the whole headache by shaving before you went to fucking Mexico.
That's my thing. How do you forget, bro?
Instead, you got assaulted in a barbershop.
Okay,
nobody said anything.
I usually shave my beard every like Friday nights, whatever.
Okay, but
wait, can you tell his beard is like brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got it dyed. Yeah.
Okay,
he got it dyed.
But let's get back to the story, though.
Yeah. So he smacks my shave, whatever, and I'm like...
What? Bruh, you gotta say that. We're on a public podcast.
So, like, he smacks my cheek a little bit, right? Like, taps it.
On your face.
Yeah, like this.
You
can't just go back to the... So he was smacking my shit. What? That sounds crazy. No, Diddy!
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And, like, we're basically done with the cut. And I was just like, whatever. But remember... It didn't really trigger anything then. It was more like inside jokes between me and Brandon being like, nah, this guy's kind of Diddy, right?
Mm-hmm.
To me, it wasn't like too far. Okay. I was just like, okay, that two comments were weird. When he kind of like love tapping and he was like smooth like a baby's bottom, right?
Yeah.
And I remember people in Mexico always say like some weird shit that like, or like foreign countries, people will say some stuff in foreign countries that like when you say it here, you're kind of like, that's weird. But
yeah.
Over there, just like whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, whatever. Like, yeah. It's kind of weird, but like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then at this point, I'm like, me and Brandon kind of talking in between, right? We're kind of just saying, like, we're just making jokes and shit. And then, like, well, I don't even know how we saw the beard. We're like, to dye your hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, do you dye your hair? He's like, yeah. I said, how much? He's like, oh, 95 pesos too, which is another $5.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, I pulled out cash from the bank and I only had a $10 bill. So I didn't have $5. So I was like, whatever, let me get my beard dyed. I was giving him the full $10.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, I want to bleach, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, I can't do that. It's going to take too much time.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, but I can... And I was like, oh. And then Brandon's like, oh, just do this color. It was like a brown, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, fine, whatever. I'll do the brown.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is where it got bad.
Because
then, like, I didn't even know. Music was playing in the shop, right? And he started singing along to it, right? But some of the music was like... was like love songs, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, whatever.
So this dude's singing love songs to him, right?
While he's like mixing up the dye for the beard. And I was just like, fuck, what's happening? And like, I'm like talking, me and Brandon talking, right? And he sees Brandon fucking recording, right? And he's like,
He's like, are you live or is you just record? No, he said, are you live or is it just like for your Facebook? And then I was like, bro. And then he's like, oh, it's just for his Facebook. He only has two viewers. It's his aunt and his uncle. Uh-huh. And then I was like, say what up to auntie. He's like, what up, auntie? Yeah. I'm like, bro, this guy's a bot.
Yeah. And then like, he comes back to like, to dye my beard. And he was like, so he starts like using the brush, whatever. And like this is the time where I was like, okay, it's kind of weird, because mm-hmm. then he starts again putting one leg in front of like in between, right? Mm-hmm. And I was just like, you're dyeing my beard, like you I get it for the straight reason, I'll let it pass, mm-hmm. but now you're dyeing my beard and you're just like basically over me again.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is kind of weird. And he's like, oh, I like the brown, right? And he's like, it matches your rosy cheeks. I was like,
yeah, bro, yeah. Imagine how uncomfortable I was sitting there like, did I just hear that shit correctly?
I was like, what? And I was like, rosy cheeks. And okay, one thing is like, my grandparents are from Europe, so they always have rosy cheeks, white hair, blonde hair, whatever, mm-hmm. rosy cheeks, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't get any of the white features except for the rosy cheeks.
Right.
So I get red in the face sometimes when I'm like embarrassed and shit, right?
Right.
So this guy, when he's like, oh, you got rosy cheeks. And I've always hated my rosy cheeks, okay?
Right.
When he said rosy cheeks, I was like, fuck. So is my rosy cheeks really popping out right now?
Yeah.
And I get more red, right? Yeah. So then Brandon sees just me get all flustered. Yeah. And I'm like, nah. Right? Now, remember, he's like doing whatever. And like, he goes around. He's like, oh, just let it wait for a little bit. And then he's asking me, oh, does the bleach like burn? I was like, no, not yet. And he's like, he laughed like in a weird way. Like I said something very funny. And I was like, okay.
Bro, so you know like when people are flirting, right? And there's a, let's say there's like an NBA or NFL player, right? And there's a girl, right? Anything he says, she gonna laugh, right?
Yeah,
she like type shit. Like, yeah, dumb laugh. It was that type shit. Yeah. Like anything he would say, the dude would just be like, oh, that's so funny. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I was like, nah. And then like, oh, and then, like, he goes again. He's like, oh, let me put a little bit more. And again, he goes, like, one leg in between both my legs.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, he starts, like, brushing, like, kind of aggressively, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when he does that, he goes like this, which kind of, like, I don't know why, to be honest. But he goes like that, right?
Uh-huh.
And, like, to kind of move it around. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And then the second time, he actually strokes my beard. Like, he strokes it. I'm like, whoa.
Bro.
Whoa.
Nah, this shit was like fucking yeah this shit was Diddy's detailed cuts, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Struck my I was like, what's happening? And I literally, when he stroked my beard, I remember I'm reclined, right? I literally like get up and I look at Brandon. I'm like, did we both just see what happened? Cause my eyes are closed, right?
But he I'm felt like, that shit.
I kind of went up. I was like, "Bro, did you see this shit?" Like that was the last try.
Like, it's funny because he didn't even say shit. We just made eye contact. I was like, "Yeah, I see that shit."
Yeah.
I was like, "No," like, I couldn't believe it was happening. And I was like, "Nah." And like, he finished. I don't know. We talked a little bit more. Okay. He was asking, like, what was he was saying, like, random shit, like making conversation. I was like, "Yeah." Yeah, like being dry and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm literally like, get me out of here. Oh no, I literally was like, get me out of here, get me out of here, because he didn't speak any English. Uh-huh. So I was saying, Brandon, I was like, hey, yeah, get me out of here, get me out of here, get me out of here, right?
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, Brandon's like, relax, right?
And the guy's like, relax.
And I was like, nah.
Yeah.
And I was like,
no. Yeah. Bro, if Brandon wasn't there, I don't know what would have happened to him, bro.
Yeah.
He might be missing, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He would have been.
He was the only Tijuana member that was not all bark, no bite. That motherfucker was all bite, no bark.
But yeah, I kind of left the place with a red beard, and I was like, let's get out of here as quick as possible.
Because,
one thing is, like, he said he didn't want to bleach my hair because it was too long. It was going to take too long.
Mm-hmm. But it took the same fucking time to bleach his little ass goatee, bro. It was this and a mustache. That's it.
Yeah.
Took us, like, fucking an hour there or some shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
But to be fair, I think they closed, like, at 5 or whatever. We were there till like, 6:30 or some shit like that.
So he kept this.
He kept.
The barbershop open for you.
Yes. Yeah. It was like, we was there and it was like daylight. When we left, it was pitch black outside.
Damn.
Yeah.
I was like, shit. But yeah, after that, he like, I don't even remember what he was saying. He was like, oh, have fun or some shit like that. I was just telling Brian, I was like, let's get out of here. Like, I don't want
to. He told you to have
fun. He said something like that. And I was just like, yeah, let's get out of here.
Y'all left. He said, call me.
Yeah, no, I gave him the 10 bucks and I was like, let's get out of here.
Damn.
Didn't ask him for anything, didn't nothing. I just like left.
Yeah, that was Tijuana.
Shout out Tijuana.
We gotta go out there though. It's actually dope.
No, I'm down to go.
You wanna get your beard cut?
Fuck no, not where you went. No. Shit. Nah,
make sure you shave, get a haircut before.
Yeah,
we go.
I'm gonna make sure I'm all taken care of beforehand.
We gotta be right.
So I don't wanna get assaulted by a barber. That's over with.
Yeah, nah.
Facts. Fuck all that. What's next on the list?
What we got? I don't know. What else we got?
Oh, can we talk about your Facebook Marketplace addiction?
I don't have an addiction.
Oh, Lord. What is he buying on Facebook? Bruh,
this is the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're chilling, right? The thing about him is, like, anytime you see him, you know, most people play games. There's some people be on social media. Other people be working on the phone, emails, whatever.
Yeah.
This motherfucker be chilling, bro. We got Facebook Marketplace open, just scrolling that motherfucker like an addict, bro. Like a fiend, just looking for deals type shit.
What? So, okay, wait.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't play, like, mobile games or anything like that. To me, it's just kind of pointless, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would go on Instagram, but after a while of me scrolling for too long, I was just like, I'm bored. Like, I feel like I'm just brain rot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, whatever. So the only thing that I feel like is kind of good, but not too addicting, is Facebook Marketplace. Like, I'll go in, I'll like look at random shit.
Exactly. Why don't you just read a book?
Nah, because if I'm reading while we're driving type shit or like whatever, I actually don't got books on my phone, to be honest.
If we can tell.
But anyways,
yeah.
So like, if we're on a new place, like I see, like, to be honest, I'm on Facebook Marketplace fairly, so I know like a lot of shit here in Vegas already. Not really like whatever. Mm-hmm. But if we're in a different city, I'll look at Facebook Marketplace because I'll be like, shit, if there's a good deal out here, might take it back to fucking Vegas, right?
Do you hear yourself?
This fucking addict, bro. So like a fiend.
You're going to new cities. And the first thing, let me go meet a random person in the city I'm not too familiar with to buy some shit that I don't really give a fuck about.
Right, so like most people, they'll try the food. Oh, there's a cool restaurant here. Oh, there's a museum.
Where,
I might go to the beach. There's a nice view.
Yeah.
It's
shows to go to.
Bro, not only that, imagine you buy some shit and it don't work. You got to go all the way back there and be like, hey, bro, this shit don't work, bro.
Yeah. Why? Like, what are you looking for on Facebook Marketplace?
I look at a lot of car stuff.
Like car parts?
No, like just cars in general. Like,
do you have a car?
Yeah.
So why are you looking at other?
Because if it's a good deal, you can flip it here.
So you're looking for like clunkers?
Not necessarily clunkers. I look at like Lexuses, Toyotas, trucks. I look at cars, Mustangs.
What you finna do with an old Lexus?
Old Lexuses go good for the money here in Vegas.
Not how much are these Lexuses going for?
Like a Lexus IS 300 go for like $8,000 here.
So you got $8,000 to spend on a Lexus?
No, they go for $8,000 here. But over there, like in Cali, they go for like $2,000-$3,000.
So you basically gonna do some out of state trafficking bullshit. Yeah. You're gonna buy the Lexus in Cali.
If I'm there, yeah.
If you're
if I'm there.
Imagine when I was in California, I was not thinking about buying a Lexus.
Right. Wait, so I was enjoying my time. Yeah, I was in San Diego. Wait. I was like, I'm
the
chilling.
Reason why this comes up is because like we went to sleep in the hotel room.
Uh-huh.
And this guy is acting immature, which I will get into, right?
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. As we're sleeping, like I had no charger. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, I just knocked out like immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wake up like in the middle of the night and I'm like, shit, like I have no charge, blah, blah. So I grab the charger from him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I plug it in. Mind you, me and Kyle, the other guy we were with, we're both idiots. We didn't bring a charger. So we only have one charger for the whole night there.
Imagine you going on a trip, bro. You forget to shave.
I brought my charger.
You forgot to shave and you don't bring a charger.
Yeah.
The fuck are you doing, bro?
Yeah, I brought my fucking charger.
Yeah, so like, we're all using his shit, right? I went to go plug my shit in,
mm-hmm.
and it's a power bank, so I take it back to where I'm sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I literally turn it off and I try to go back to bed and I can't. I'm like, bruh.
Because you weren't getting that dopamine rush from your phone. That's why.
So we're in Mexico, right? So I'm like, I literally was just like, in my head, I was like, I know, okay, this is going to sound crazy, but OfferUp or no. Whatever. I'm like, I wonder if Facebook Marketplace works in Mexico.
What time was it?
It's like 2 a.m. Who asked themselves that question at 2 a.m.? Well, I wonder if Facebook Marketplace works in Tijuana.
Sometimes here in Vegas, you can see like shit's posted, but they're actually selling it from Mexico. They say, oh, yeah, just got to cross the border.
Never like, seen that shit in my life.
I have, right? So I'm like, I literally wake up and I'm like, I don't want to be on my phone for Instagram because I'm just going to be there all fucking morning.
Bro.
I was like, I'm not going to go out. I'm like,
did you just hear yourself? You just said, oh, all I got to do is cross the border. It's not worth it to cross the border buy this old piece of shit from Facebook Marketplace.
I get that. But like, I'm in Mexico. I don't want to be on my phone. I'm just like, I'm curious. I'm like, huh, I wonder if Facebook Marketplace works out here. Right, so I literally hop on my phone, and it does it.
But I'm immature, right? Okay, continue.
But I literally just like scroll for like a little bit, but showing me shit in San Diego, and then like Kyle wakes up and he just turns around and he sees me on Facebook Marketplace. Mind you, I was only on there for like 30 seconds max. I literally open up the app, scroll down. I'm like, oh, this shit don't work. Turn it off, and I go back. And but Kyle got up, see my Facebook Marketplace, and he turns around. He's like, this is the guy's a thing,
whatever. So the next morning, the next morning, he fucking tells that shit. And he's like, bro, I woke up at 2 a.m. This motherfucker was on Facebook Marketplace. I'm like, what the fuck?
I was like, what the fuck? Mind you, I didn't know he was awake.
So nah, because first of all, so it was like a one bed thing, right? So yeah. I'm sleeping on the fucking like sofa, couch, futon, whatever. Yeah. And these motherfuckers, I had no blanket, right?
Yeah.
So they in the blanket, they're chilling, whatever, comfortable as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm on this fucking futon, bro. Yeah. Cold as shit.
Yeah.
AC on max, bro. Yeah. I'm like, he gave me you know, like at the hotels, literally, you know, in the hotels, they put like that fucking ribbon at the bottom of the bed across the thing.
Yeah, that's
what
he was
skinny ass thing. That's what I was using, bro. I had my shit wrapped up like a mummy, like this.
Yeah.
You know that meme when you like cover yourself with all the random shit in the house when your homie don't give you a blanket to sleep over? I was that shit, bro. Yeah. And I'm like, bro. And then I wake up and he tells me, like, this idiot was on Facebook Marketplace. I was like, oh, must have been a fucking comfortable ass motherfucking sleep, bro.
Yo ass should have bought a fucking blanket for him. Instead of, what were you looking at? You were looking at cars in Mexico? No.
When I was there for like the 30 seconds, I literally just scrolled up to see like what they were selling. Because, okay, look, my Facebook Marketplace, if I open it up right now, it would just be a bunch of car shit. Like cars, just cars. Okay. But like, obviously, there's other shit you could buy on Facebook Marketplace, right? So yeah. I was just like, oh, I wonder what's going to pop up here in Mexico if it works.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, oh, whatever. It's like, it should just show me a bunch of Cali shit. So, like, whatever. So I didn't care. It was like 30 seconds to a minute.
So, were you looking to buy anything off Facebook Marketplace when you were in Mexico?
No. After I realized it didn't work, we're showing me a bunch of Cali shit. I was like, whatever. But in San Diego, I was just kind of looking.
Or were you trying to buy them in San Diego?
I wanted something like, if I was going to buy a car less for like less than $2,000, it only had like $2,000. And so, because I just bought a truck.
So he had just bought a car, right?
Right.
And he's on Facebook Marketplace looking for more cars.
Bro, who the fuck you think
on
you
vacation,
are?
On vacation, bro.
Right. This ain't Grand Theft Auto, bro. This is not like.
Bro, he's trying to hit Los Santos Customs. Yeah, he's trying to hit Cali,
Los Santos
bro.
Customs or whatever the fuck. Yeah.
Y'all
Los Santos Autos,
y'all don't know the gems Facebook Marketplace guys sometimes.
No, I just
feel like that's just an addiction though.
No, I be buying like cologne and shit off Facebook Marketplace. I just get a shit, but I'm not like him 2 a.m. fucking looking that like, shit up.
The thing about it is like I see like when I used to trade like crypto and all that shit, like it was so addicting because you would literally just want to be on a computer all day or like looking for shit all day.
Yeah.
And you would get like such bad FOMO because you're like, oh shit, I should have bought that, I should have sold that. And like it just literally rots your brain if you don't fucking like have it. I feel like it's that type shit where it's like you can't even go on vacation and chill because you're always like, damn, there's probably IS300 out here for $1,500 that I could flip for $8,000 in Vegas.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I guess.
The thing is, like, here in Vegas, like, IS300s, a lot of them are rebuilt titles or salvage titles. Or they're, like, straight up, like the one we saw, the owners are, like, lying. They unplug the check engine light, so you can't see a bunch of shit.
Damn.
And it's, like...
It's because they're, like, East Side motherfuckers, bro.
It's so common here in Vegas.
Ain't buying no shit for no East Side motherfuckers,
right?
Bro.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We're from Vegas, so we already know, oh, like, we can look up the address of a Facebook Marketplace post and be like, ooh, I don't want to go over there. If you're doing this shit in San Diego,
I've been in San Diego, so like I know like National City's the worst part.
If it's east of the Strip, I ain't buying shit over there. If it ain't like Centennial Hills, Summerlin, Henderson,
right,
Enterprise, like, and it's like a white suburban family with a fucking golden retriever, I ain't buying it, bro. Not trusting your shit.
Yeah, Where did I pull up? I bought some shorts off Facebook Marketplace.
What the fuck?
That's wild.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Were they used? These better be like some fucking limited edition shorts, bro.
Can
shorts,
I explain?
Bro.
Please, there's a story
these
behind
it. These better be Eric Emanuels or whatever that dude's name is.
I bought my Eric Emanuels from On The Arm. So that's different. But okay. That's a store. But I bought my, these were the Laker shorts, right?
Oh, Just Don?
No.
Just the, Laker shorts.
The Mitchell and Ness shorts.
Were the game worn?
No.
All right, proceed.
So it's because 2020, I wanted to be Kobe Bryant for Halloween.
Right.
I know, it's fucked up.
R.I.P., bro.
R.I.P. Kobe. It was fucked up. But I had the jersey. Yeah, I think I bought the jersey off Facebook Marketplace too, separately. And then I had to look for the shorts. So I found the shorts and I pulled up, it was definitely the north side. But I got out and like, as soon as I got out, this is probably like the Halloween time, so October. Bro, somebody was just lighting fireworks in their front lawn.
The fuck?
And these are North Las Vegas apartments and shit, right? Yeah. So like, I pull up and I'm like, these are obviously like ghetto ass apartments, and bro was just like, I was texting him. I'm like, bro, where you at? He's like, oh, pull up. I'm over here and shit. I'm like,
I hate when you do that because I buy shit from people like that and they live in apartments. I hate when they're like, oh, apartment 1345A.
I'm like, bro, I don't know
what the fuck
shit.
That is, bro. Yeah. Come to the fucking office, bro. What are we doing?
So that's
bro?
What I was. I had to pull
track
up
your
Dolo.
Fucking apartment down.
I eventually met with the dude. We dap up. I'm like, all right, you know, cash transaction, whatever. And then I got the fuck up out of there. But I'm like, bro, that could have went bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's certain zip codes.
So what I'm saying is I'm nervous for you. I don't want you going around San Diego with shit. You're buying a car. That's real money.
Okay. But like, the chances of me buying a car would have been like so slim.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like looking to see the deals out there. Okay.
He's just like looking for like a Hail Mary type
shit. Is he
shit.
On some like pawn shop shit? You know what I mean? Trying to buy a damn storage locker?
I guess.
Maybe that.
Like, that's what I feel like it is. It's like you're just trying to find a holy grail. Just like a Hail Mary that's like, oh, this shit is just perfect. I have to buy it type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we should do. We should buy a storage locker.
That should be a fun ass episode.
That'd be a hilarious asset. We buy a storage locker, just look through all the shit.
And then we actually know people that have fucking shops and shit. So we can actually go out there. Like, imagine we find like dope ass clothes.
Like pawn shops?
Go to Honor Arm and shit and just be like, what do you give me for this? Pair of Kobe's, bro.
Yeah,
type shit.
All right.
fake Kobe's.
Yeah, for this pair of Lakers shorts that I bought on the north side.
I still have the shorts.
They fake?
No, they're real Mitchell and Ness shorts. Do y'all want to see? I'll show y'all the whole costume because I actually did wear this.
Yeah, send me the picture. We'll put it up on the screen for the people.
Okay.
So y'all can see Noah's Lakers
Halloween costume. Yeah. Hold on.
He was actually. Was you 8 Kobe or 24?
8, because the fro. I had the fro.
Damn. At least it was authentic.
No, I looked like Kobe, but if like Kobe had like if he was anorexic, because I didn't have no muscle mass. I was skinny at the time, so.
Little ass Kobe.
Yeah, baby all right. Kobe.
What was the next question? Before we started, you had asked a question. You said like, what's the list of people you would lend money to without second
thought? Yeah, so I'll speak on this because there was a clip going around DJ Vlad, he was interviewing Mike Vick and shit, and he was just talking about like he moved a few of his homies from Virginia down to Atlanta with him and shit to live with him, and Vlad couldn't believe it. He was like, what, are you serious, for real? So he was just like, it was lost in translation. Like Michael Vick was trying to explain to Vlad like, nah, I'm looking out for the homies type shit. Like, that's not a big deal. And Vlad just did not understand that. So what I was saying was, I'm like, what's your list of people, like, in y'all lives that if they ask you for any amount of money, it doesn't matter the amount of money, just, like, you're going to get that shit done. Like, if they was, like, what's it called? If they needed bail money, who's that list for you? Basically, what I'm trying to say is, like, who y'all day ones? Who's, like, if you do have a fucking Hall of Fame speech, yo, I gotta thank the homie over here. Mama, I gotta thank you. Pops, I gotta thank you. Auntie Nene, I gotta thank you. Like,
I feel like if I were to give a speech, though, I don't know. Like, this is the thing that I'm always paranoid about. And I see people giving speeches and I always think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be so paranoid of, like, leaving somebody out. Because imagine, like, this is your big moment. You're shouting everybody out. And there's one person, like, not even, like, on some hater shit. You just forgot to say their name. I would feel like a dickhead.
Yeah, so,
maybe I feel like I would just be like, shout out to my family. Shout out to all the homies. And that's it. I'll keep, okay. Keep
Who are those people you can't leave out?
Fuck. I don't know. That's a good question.
Instead of money, because I don't want to put it on money. Like, who are those people you can't leave out in your Hall of Fame speech?
To be honest?
Motherfucker going to say nobody. It's just me, myself, and I.
Nah, I got maybe like two handfuls of people I could probably name. That's it.
Two?
What? I never seen two people say two handfuls.
Ten people? A dozen? You mean people? Okay, name them. If you're conscious, you know.
Like, name them full name?
Yeah, name the birthday. Idiot.
And their social security. Who are they?
So I got three homies I went to back in middle school with. I'm so close with all of them right now. There's like probably like a few homies I went to college with.
This is you're about to. It's more than 10 at this point. How many is a few homies from college?
So three from middle school. Homies from college. I'd say like 6 in total, including Brandon.
So that's 9
your family.
He said, "Fuck my family. Fuck them niggas."
He said, "Excluding family, like
excluding family."
Yeah.
Okay,
it's probably like, and then by I say homies, I mean like close homies.
Right.
Like I talk a bunch. Like I always fuck around all the time. So like I'm friendly with like a lot of people.
Yeah.
But like, and even for some people from middle school, I still know to this day. But like, I'm not close to them.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's like, yeah, probably like regarding family, yeah, probably got like 9 people, 12 people.
What about you?
It's, let me see, hold on, outside of family.
You counting sheep.
Yeah, I gotta remember, hold on, it's the four homies, day one shit, them two, that's 6, hold on, 7, I'm on clue, 7, it's like 7 people, yeah. Yeah, 7 people. Yeah.
I look, you feel like I got a lot. Not like a lot, but like, is it excluding immediate family or excluding all family?
You can include whoever. It's just your list of like, these, it's just, we can include family. It's just like, these are the people that helped me get to where I'm at today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure, like, everybody that we work with here, like, y'all for sure. My brother, I guess, but excluding my family, like I'm close with like a lot of my cousins. Like a lot of my cousins really like held shit down for me. So like for sure all them, and then I got a lot of homies that like I know for like years. My barber for sure. Shout out to my barber. So overall I'd probably have like closer to 20 probably.
Okay. Yeah. So those 20 people. Out of those 20 people,
yeah.
Let's say they call you 2 a.m. and shit while he's on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, yeah.
They call you on the phone. They're like, bro, I'm in county jail. You got to come bail me out, bro.
So we make it happen.
All 20?
All 20.
Woo, yeah. Shit.
All in the same night?
Same night. Fuck. Some way, somehow, we're going to make it happen.
Okay. Because the 7, if they call me, I'm going to come get them and pay the bail. So that's what I'm saying.
I think it depends on my 9. On the 9 that call me.
I know he ain't bailing me out.
It depends. Yeah, it depends.
Yo ass sleep, bro.
It depends. It depends on what they in for.
Like, what do you mean it depends what they in for? It shouldn't matter.
Nah.
Okay, what crime? This is a better question. Okay. Yeah. What crimes?
If Brandon was like put in jail for streaming some shit, and like he wouldn't get away from the crime scene, they're like, yeah, you're interfering with our fucking investigation. And he's like, yeah, bro. They told me to leave, but I was like, nah, I'm a streamer. I gotta stream this shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, yeah,
you're First sitting, Amendment. You're... Why? I literally get paid for that shit.
I literally be like, yeah, you sit in 2 hours in jail. I come get you in like this time.
Hold on. I'm about to meet a guy for IS300. I'll call you after.
Like if they were like, oh yeah, dude, like I can't do this, or like I need this type, or like, hey, I'm in jail, but I need to get out, whatever. I think all 9 would be.
Yeah, my 20 is like, bro, I don't care if I get a call. I'm like, yeah, he just killed 20 people. He was wilding out. I'm like, fuck. Bond him out. I need to hear from him. I need to hear from their mouth, bro. What was it, bro? Why'd you crash out like that? If you crashed out.
Yeah, I'm going to bail you out and then ask you, what the fuck are you exactly. doing, bro?
It's like,
yeah.
We'll have that conversation behind closed doors. But like in public, it's like, I got to do right by you type shit, you know?
Okay, that's a good, yeah. But that's what I want to ask y'all in the comments, like, Who's y'all list? If y'all
put it in the comments, man. Yeah. Who's your day ones, man? Tag day your one day ones. Matter of fact, tag your day ones so they know.
Also Facebook
top 8, top 5 shit.
Yeah, MySpace.
Yeah. My fault. Yeah. Tag your fucking top 8. Yeah. Right now in the comments.
They should bring that back, honestly.
There'll be so many fights, bro.
Like for TVH.
No, the top 8 shit.
Oh, my
fault. Yeah, on Instagram. Imagine they had that shit on Instagram, bro. And you just go on someone's profile and be like, these are top 8 friends.
Instead of that shit, like, what is it like where people playing music now and statuses?
Oh, the notes?
Yeah, the notes.
That shit is whack,
that
bro.
That shit is garbage.
Like,
take
just post to your story. Yeah, fuck, we gotta take that
off.
For.
To Mark Zuckerberg, take that shit off and put up a top 8. Facts. Instagram gonna be popping again. Watch.
Facts. It's literally a story, is it not?
Yeah,
a note.
Yeah, it is.
At that point, it's like, where the fuck is it there,
the same
bro?
Way, yeah.
It's, like, you know, it's people, actually worse because you can't add pictures. You can't do like other shit.
Like even when people want to do notes back then, they always took like a picture of like a black screen. They put the phone like against the pillow, so it's all black. Take a picture and put like, oh, should I do this?
No, because they don't know how to type. You have to click the little A at the top and type out.
I don't like notes. I'm just like,
whatever. And now they put like, you could put notes on photos.
Oh, see, that's, like, yeah, it's just getting weird.
When that shit dropped, I was like, what the fuck is it? I thought I was hallucinating. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with my phone?
Yeah.
No, I hate when people put like music on their notes, and I'm just like, I'm not gonna fucking listen to it, first of all.
Fuck your little weak ass song. Like, fuck your friend's mixtape, bro. Yeah, I ain't listening to that weak ass shit.
What made y'all want to put up music on here? Like, the fuck?
You know what it is? I think social media, there's no more, like, we don't have any fresh ideas anymore.
Yeah.
Like, how many more, like,
everything just became the same thing.
That has.
It's like Twitter is the same as
Facebook. Like, did you ever think Facebook was going to have fucking eBay?
Right.
Nah, that shit was crazy.
Let alone have someone fucking hooked on that shit at 2 a.m.
At 2 a.m.
For 2 a.m., some little crackhead motherfucker in a different country scrolling that shit.
I'm looking for the deals in Mexico.
And what? Oh, look, a haircut for $5.
Bro, he goes back to Mexico. Oh, okay, this is a good deal. It's the barber again. I've been waiting for you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm not going back to the barber again.
No, you got to go back. Got to reunite.
For a video, man. Yeah. But for personally,
for the
never,
video, yeah, you got to go back.
That should be hilarious.
He's going to bring bodyguards. I'm never leaving.
Where, if we could pick one city in America to go to.
Brazil.
To like an American.
You're saying as a group or
as a group to stream, like to make content.
To make content.
Baltimore. We're going Baltimore.
No, we know.
I feel like Atlanta would be lit.
Atlanta. I've been trying to, if we can like get an Atlanta trip before the year's over, Atlanta. I'm down. Just, I'm going to get my own hotel room because y'all crazy.
Nah, yeah, for sure. Me too.
Yeah,
fuck
I'm
all
going.
That.
I'm not
sure. Nah, I feel like Airbnb would be better. We get a big ass Airbnb. Everybody has their own room.
I guess.
Way we all like, because we actually make content in there too.
I guess so. Yeah.
I feel like we all share
on some
room
with on some amp shit. On some amp shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the content, yeah.
For the content, share a room with Noah.
Nah, you don't want to share a room with me, bro. I'm regular shit, but nah, I need my space. Atlanta, though, I'm down. What would we do in Atlanta, though? I feel like we got to figure out, like, if somebody would let us record down in Atlanta or, like, a music festival or something. We got to reach out to something and make sense. That's in New Orleans, dumbass.
Nah, I'm saying we could go to Mardi Gras, though, in New Orleans.
But that's in, like, March of next year.
Yeah.
We're talking about Atlanta.
It has to be like, yeah.
But it got to make sense for like the pod shit.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like, bro, like when we live stream, like it's the funniest shit ever, bro.
On the run, Magic City.
Tyler, imagine.
If we take him to Magic City.
He'll crash out.
He's going to crash out.
Yeah. Like little guy at the Peppermint Hippo.
He's going to be like, grab my beard.
Speaking of people shaking ass, though, y'all seen Meg Thee Stallion at the Kamala Harris
Perfect.
Rally?
That's why we're talking about strip clubs. Yeah. Perfect transition. Yes, I did. She did that shit in a pantsuit.
That's crazy.
Is it crazy though?
What is Meg? I'm pretty sure Meg Thee Stallion
cannot. How else are we going to get black votes?
Nah, that's crazy.
How's that crazy?
Nah, that's crazy.
How's that crazy? How's that crazy?
Because why would black people only vote for Meg Thee Stallion?
Because she's twerking.
Nah, that's insane.
Who else did Kamala go get on stage? She brought Meg Thee Stallion and Quavo out.
Oh, she could, like, the thing is, though, it's like, why are we bringing people on stage? On both sides. I'm not saying because it's Kamala Harris. On both sides, like, because Trump been doing that shit too. He been bringing rappers,
like,
whatever.
What
I was like,
fuck? I don't know.
Why are we really, like, what does a celebrity endorsement mean in politics, bro?
You know what I think it is? Is like, I was telling this, I don't know who I was talking this to, but, a lot of people, I think, in America now are so brain dead to, like, only do whatever their favorite streamer, whatever their favorite influencer, favorite celebrity does.
It's always been like that.
But I know,
but it's like so severe now.
It's so severe now to me where it's like, how many people like just because LeBron will like drink out of a Sprite fucking can, right? Where Sprite sells
gold. Oh yeah, I'm getting that Sprite cranberry.
And it's like he doesn't even need to say, "Oh, give me that Sprite cranberry," right? All he needs to do is actually drink from
it. It's only because it became a meme.
Well, it could be anything, really.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, as long as people associate, like, and I've never really had this type of issue, and I always thought it was kind of weird when people, like, idolize, like, celebrities. When they're like, oh, yeah, I have to see this guy every single time he performs, anything he does, I support. If he drops his clothing brand, I'm getting all the pieces.
Yeah, like, motherfuckers fainting for a whole human being is like, insane. To be honest,
do you know when we talked about the Michael Jackson shit back then? Like, in the other?
Yes, I remember.
I never would get that at all. When people were fainting for him and shit, I would be like, that's weird.
That's bro.
But that's not the point. The point is, like, if they see, like, Quavo pop up or Megan Thee Stallion, and they're like, oh, I love Megan Thee Stallion, and they associate with Kamala Harris, come election time, Kamala Harris is getting voted.
I mean, to me,
it's just like, it's dumb, but that's why the reason why I think they bring it out. Or bring people out like that.
I mean, yeah, that's the reason. But like, how much of a bot do you have to be for there to just be a person? You're like, hey, I'm signing my life away because Megan Thee Stallion says so.
Hey, well,
the way I see it, it's like, okay, imagine this. I only became eligible to vote 4 years ago. Okay, which means people who are like what 18 now, literally are COVID kids.
Yeah, they have no like life experience at all, bro.
Freshman in high school, eighth grade.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And all they did was spend time on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
These people are like, oh, anything in the internet, any like who I like, anybody who does this does that, and that's how I got out of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So to them to see like Megan Thee Stallion, for them to see Quavo, for them to be like, oh, he likes Kamala Harris. Oh, I judge what he says is good. Whatever.
I mean, that's just American culture. Period. I know, like, we love celebrity.
But
all I gotta say is, free Tory Lanez, baby. Free Tory Lanez. We ain't voting for no. Megan Thee Stallion, fuck all that. Fuck all that.
I guess. I was just going to say, what's it called? Whatever Tyler says, I'm down 100%.
She's not even American, bro.
I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Can you do a Tyler dance?
Oh, with the water? Hold on. This is my water bottle. I'm trying to
chat.
Hold on.
Chat.
I'm not gonna do the dance.
Why?
My water. You want me to put water on my back?
Yeah.
Chat.
Wait, did we just see what happened?
No way.
I'm sorry, I didn't see that.
Nah. You had way more pause moments this episode than what I did. I was just being funny.
I actually have.
You said a barber smacked your shit.
He did.
Yo.
All right.
What?
Oh no, that's kind
of
nuts.
I don't know, bro.
Super nuts.
Oh no.
But yeah, I don't know, bro. Like this whole infatuation with celebrities, I feel like it can't lead to a good place. There's just no way. There's no way we can elect a person that's gonna make actual laws.
We already did.
I know, but I'm saying like, there's no way we can still do that shit, bro. We can't keep doing this dumbass shit of being like, people's lives are actually changing. I know we've spoken before, and I'm like, yeah, at the end of the day, yeah, you're still going to have to wake up every day, go to work, or whatever. But these are still the people that are like the face of the country. These are still the people that are actually making changes that are, we're either going to make our lives more difficult or easier to live. Yeah,
listen.
And we're voting them based off who the fuck, who your friends are, bro. Yeah.
Like, listen, this shit is so stupid. Listen, when y'all vote in November, y'all do, okay. Have you voted ever?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, I voted last election.
Okay.
That was the first time I became eligible.
Okay, on the rest of the ballot, y'all know it's local politicians and all that shit. Y'all got to focus on that. Stop worrying about, because all God honesty, is your life really going to change if Trump becomes president?
I could. And it's not even, to me, it's not even like our lives are going
to
change.
Because I don't want the homie to go back to Tijuana.
Right. But to me, it's like, even to some extent, when we do vote for that, when we do whatever, right? It might not affect us the worst, right? Yeah. Sure, I'm going to still kick it with the same people. I'm still have to come to the fucking studio and record. Still going to have to stream. Still going to have to do all that shit. But where it does make a difference is, who are these people sending money to? What countries are these people sending money to? What countries are these people sending weapons to? What wars are we entering? What innocent people around the world are dying because of the decisions of these people? And it's easy for us to sit in America and be like, oh, well, life is good. Life, they don't really change. Oh, yeah, Meg Thee Stallion on stage. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, yeah, Trump got these rappers on stage. Who's his name? Sleepy Hollow. Ha, ha, ha. Like, it's cool, right? It's cool. It's funny.
Yeah.
But motherfuckers are really getting blown up around the world. No, but like, you're right. Like, parents are losing their children. Like, people are losing their homes. Like, it's really wicked out there. But we get to sit in the belly of the beast and be like, oh, it's all fine. Like,
what I think it is that when we elect the president, we don't see the immediate effects of it. And we will almost never see immediate effects of what the presidency does. And that's because whatever president do get elected is a smaller impact on our initial lives. But when we see it, like, who we go into war with. Like, I know we haven't had, like, a world war in, like, about, what, 80, 90 years now from now?
Whatever. We don't know that. It's just, it's not called a world war, but it might later, yeah.
But it's like, whatever Trump does has an effect that we won't see in a little bit.
Yeah.
Whatever Biden has done, we won't see effect until in a little bit, right? But it's always like you said, oh, well, when Biden was president, all I did was go to work. Yeah, my gas prices went up, but really, what else happened?
Yeah.
Your day-to-day life didn't really go up. When Trump was president, what really happened in your day-to-day life? And a lot of Americans are like, oh, it doesn't matter. But in reality, it does matter. Like you said, what's happening around the world? What wars are we getting into? Who are we sending money to? Because that's influencing a lot of other world decisions, right? It's like other countries that are like saying, like, hey, like, I didn't mean to say that.
No, I'm not laughing. I'm laughing because, like, you just turn into like an ABC news correspondent all of a sudden. I'm listening. I'm like, bro, this bitch. I'm like, damn, the homie bitch sounds smart as a motherfucker. Yeah, I'm like, wow.
He might be reading.
Yeah, he might.
He might have a book on his phone.
No, but to me, it's like, it's crazy because I think a lot of like us as humans, or especially in this generation, we look for immediate, like,
all right, Benji Luther King, come on.
Spit. Nah, like, yeah, immediate gratification.
Shit, though.
Nah,
you're right.
For immediate gratification, like, look at our social media. Like, we could scroll endlessly, right?
Yeah.
So it means, like, if I vote for Trump or if I vote for Kamala Harris and I am able to see Megan Thee Stallion shake ass on screen, to me, I'm like, oh, cool, immediate gratification. That's who I'm going for. You know, that to me is that's what's scary to me. It's like, and every generation, our parents' generation, our generation, and things for that matter, like, we're always influenced by something, and that people of higher powers always take advantage of. In this case, we're all on social media nowadays, right? Like you said, social media is all kind of turning the same now, right? We got notes on shit like that. But yeah, that means all of, no, I generally don't think a lot of people, or a majority of our generation, has a higher attention span than like a goldfish, really. Like, they see something, they don't like it, they just swipe up, right? Whereas, like, if you tell that to our parents, they would have been like, yeah, nah, like, I worked this job for 20 fucking years because, like, I don't want to get another job. Right, whereas for us, it has benefits and disadvantages, right?
Yeah. But we'll hop around and shit.
They'll literally, like, look at
us. Yeah. Fuck all that.
Yeah. Like, motherfuckers in our generation, they'll sign the job offer.
Already applying to the first already day. Applying for another one the next day.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah. But that's like that.
I kind of did that actually, but that's a long story.
But that attributes to our immediate gratification. Like, we just got the job offer. What else can we do in this current moment?
It does and doesn't, right? Because it's like, there's instances where it's like, yeah, I'm doing it because I don't want to get fucked over, bro. Like, I'm not going to stick in the same job and get a 2% pay raise every 3 years when I could jump to another company and get a 10, 15% pay raise immediately, right? Yeah. There's pros and cons. The thing that gets me is we ride, or not me because I don't do that dick riding shit, but it's like people ride so hard behind these candidates, right? Oh, my God, Trump. Yeah. Oh, my God, Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
However you feel about them, as soon as they're elected, there's no more. Like, people are people are like, oh, yeah, but we got our guy in, so it's cool. He could do whatever he wants now. Oh, we got Kamala in, so it's cool. We could take our foot off the brake. She could do whatever she wants. It's good now because we don't have Trump. Oh, we have Trump now. It's good because we don't have Kamala. It's like, bro, you should be applying way more pressure when they get elected than before.
Yeah, this is just the start.
It's just the start. Yeah. And again, to the point, right, it kind of all circles back because this Algerian boxer competed in Olympics of 2020, but it didn't happen in 2020. It happened in 2021. So nobody gave a fuck. It was silence. Right. Why is it such a big deal now? Because it became a political thing. Because we got to get our guy in office. We got to get Kamala in office. We got to get Trump in office. It's like, bro, y'all care so much right now. Wait till December. Y'all will be silent as fuck about any decisions these motherfuckers make. They can make the craziest laws ever. Y'all will be fucking silent, not saying shit. and be like, yeah, well, at least we don't have Kamala Harris. At least we don't have Donald Trump. It's like, bro.
Yeah, because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, people, like, regardless whoever wins, like how you said earlier in the pod, it's just like, we still got to go to work. The world ain't really finna change that much for us, right? You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, the only thing we could do is vote, and then that's it. So I feel what y'all say. Yeah, trust me, I feel what y'all say.
Yeah, but I agree with
the
you.
The thing
though.
I hate about these fucking elections since like 2016. Remember, like before, I mean, maybe we were kids, so it didn't really impact us like that. But an election night, we'd just be like, oh, you know, just turn on the news. Oh, okay, that's what's up. And
do you
keep on moving.
When, the 2016 election, who was the third candidate that was going for that? You got like 9% of
the. I don't know.
It was like These Nuts, I think, was. You don't remember
didn't
that?
Get he didn't get no 9%.
Oh, you're saying
that was like a meme leading
yeah,
up
was,
to it.
Yeah, that was somebody was writing that on a ballot.
Yeah,
but
Kanye 2020.
Were y'all in high school when Trump got elected?
Yeah,
2016. I was a junior or a freshman in college.
Yeah,
that
was
that was when they had they actually had the debate at UNLV.
At UNLV. Yeah. Yeah, I was a freshman. A senior? No. I was a junior. I can't remember. But I just remember the morning after Trump got elected. You would have thought somebody died. Oh, my God.
Like yeah. What the fuck?
Crying? Who's
crying? People were crying. For me, yeah. I had theater because it was my first year. Uh-huh. And it's like they made us take theater for some reason.
Uh-huh.
But motherfucking bitches is in there crying and shit. Like dead ass sobbing, bro. Yeah. And there was this white kid. He was like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. He ain't racist. I was like, y'all about to fight. Let me go to the bathroom. Nah. Some shit might really go down here.
Nah, I had an econ test that day, the morning after, and everyone was sad as shit, the whole shit. And my econ professor walks in. He's like, I told y'all this was gonna happen. I told y'all. I was like, bitch ass nigga, you didn't tell us nothing, bro. I've been taking your class in fucking August. You didn't tell us shit. What are you talking about, bro? Shut your ass up and give us these scantrons, bitch ass nigga. What the fuck? But yeah, that shit was sorry as hell when he got elected. I was just like, oh, y'all really sad type shit. Like, that's crazy.
I remember when people were saying like that they didn't finish counting all the votes yet. So people were crying. They were like, no, don't worry, they didn't finish it.
I knew that shit was over at 9 p.m. I was like, oh, it's a dub.
Yeah. But it's like you put up Hillary Clinton, bro. Like, can you really act surprised that she lost?
The thing with Hillary, and this is why I was saying, like, a lot of people are brain dead about, like, who they vote for, is I remember, like, I know people who, back then, they were young, like, probably, like, 18, 19.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I'm saying, like, they only voted for Hillary because she was a woman. That's it.
Yeah.
It was all about,
and
like,
they finna do the same thing again this time.
First woman to ever be a president, I'm just vote. I don't care what she says, whatever, I'm voting for Hillary because she's a woman.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, don't get me wrong. Like, that's very powerful to have a woman.
No, it ain't.
And to me, you know, like, if you're a woman and you've never had a woman ever be president, it will be powerful to you. Don't get me that wrong. But, for you to bypass everything that she actually believes in, anything that she actually
has done,
you have no idea what she is actually going for. To me, it's wild, diabolical for that.
But that's most people. Like, if you really, 90% of these people, if you go to a rally, whichever side you're on, and you really sit down, you're like, why are you voting for this person? Like, what policies? Most of them are like, they'll just repeat whatever they hear on social media. They don't really know. Yes. Most people don't really know, which is like really fucking sad. And all our vote counts the same, right?
Yeah,
like,
all our votes
like,
count
the same. Okay, we had this conversation yesterday with Alfredo was in here. Shout out to our homie Alfredo with one of his friends, right? And he's applying for a job, whatever. I had a conversation. I basically told him, I was like, look, when you go for the interview, you got to be confident. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I had a conversation. And I'm sure you guys have worked in a place with big offices before.
Yeah.
Is it not the case that if you work in a place where there's a lot of people, probably 80% of them are fucking bots? Like 80% of them, if they were replaced with somebody else, the very next day, the company would just march just fine. Nothing's changing at all.
Yeah.
Very few people are actually like making shit move in this world. Maybe very, very few people are actually using their fucking brain. Most people... And it sucks to say, most people are just marching by like a fucking robot. Like day by day, like, oh, I gotta go to the grocery store, swipe my car, pay for these fucking groceries, I gotta drive home. Oh, how's it going? Living the dream. Like most people are bots and all our votes sounds the same. And all these people are getting a decision on like what we do with our lives. But the even crazier part is all those 80% think they're in the 20%.
You know what I think?
That's the craziest shit.
What I think the craziest part about it is that like... For those people that make the shit work, make the world move and all this stuff, to them, it doesn't really matter what the who the president is.
It doesn't, yeah.
Because they're gonna
we're, like I said, yeah, we're doing our own shit anyways.
The majority of people that should have care about the president elections are the people who are live life on autopilot.
And those are the people that are fucking people that getting influenced like yeah. idiots.
Like it's so flip flop on that aspect where it's like a lot of people like that's what I'm saying, like for the Hillary stuff. I remember seeing like hearing that and I was just like, wow, like I can't believe like you're actually have the voting rights. I wasn't old enough to be voting at that time. But I was just like, wow, you're only voting because she's a woman, and you influenced your cousins, your sisters, your family members, or you were influenced by them to be like, hey, I'm only gonna vote for her because she's a woman, and I hate Trump, or I hate this person so much that I'm just gonna vote for this person.
To me, there's no way you put up Hillary, Biden, and then Kamala. Like that's your three-peat. That's like your three. Like you're supposed to win an NBA championship with these three. Like that's your core, bro. Like the fuck? Can we not do fucking? Is there not somebody else, any human on this whole country that's more capable, bro? Like there isn't.
Jay-Z. I'm bullshitting y'all. I'm sorry.
Like there isn't like yeah. Hillary, Biden, Kamala. That's your big three.
I mean, that ain't my choice. I don't know.
Fuck, man.
I have a good question though.
Go ahead.
Does On the Run have like a business email?
Yeah.
Okay. You get an email from Kamala Harris election campaign at gmail.com.
Shit's a.
And they ask.
She ain't got no fucking Gmail, bro.
Whatever she got. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Hey, Brandon. We're fans of the podcast, especially fans of that guy.
Name three episodes. Yeah. Name three episodes.
Yeah. We need some promo for you know what I mean?
We ain't doing no promo. You can sit down. You can come have a conversation.
So we're not going to take money from Kamala Harris' campaign?
Nah.
I think it depends. I know it's up to you, Brett, but like to me, it's like, if she's like, yeah
we need a team vote on that one. Hold on now.
She's like, hey, if we can get a promo, I'll be like, nah. Like, if she wants to come on in.
Y'all going
to
turn down
the fucking. If she wants to come on in and have a conversation, shit, I'll take money for that.
Get like, the yeah. fuck. Y'all not turning down the fucking.
I am.
You want.
Get the fuck. You're lying.
I am. On think, God, I am.
Okay, if she was like, yeah, I need both of you guys to go, like, go up.
We're going.
Well, I am. Now I'll be like, Noah could go.
Noah can go, yeah.
I ain't shit. Going.
Noah I'm going go. To D.C., baby. Come on.
I ain't going, bro.
All right. I'm going to be like, hey, going. Y'all, it's a very special episode of On the Run
I ain't
podcast.
Going for either.
Washington,
I ain't going for either. As much as, like.
Okay, I can respect that. I can respect that.
As much as, like, I don't agree on certain things, and I do agree on certain things, like, whatever my political views are. Which I would probably describe as closer to conservative than liberal. Like, I would not accept. To me, that's like, bro, that means your word can be bought. And if your word can be bought, what value, what intrinsic value do you hold if somebody can just have enough money to buy you and be like, you're going to say whatever the fuck I want you to say?
Mm-hmm.
What value do you have at that point then? You know, to me, it's like, it would be one thing if they say, hey, we want to hire you. You can come perform. I don't know how that whole Quavo, Megastan shit went.
Uh-huh.
However it went, don't really care.
Uh-huh.
It would be one thing to like, hey, you want to come perform at this? You want to come speak at this? You want to come to this? Cool. But to buy my thing and be like, yeah, I will do this because you paid me? Can't do it.
Because they're going to ask us eventually.
I know. But that's why I said, you can come here and have a conversation and uh-huh. we'll keep it as objective as possible. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna come here and be like wilding out and, you know, doing some crazy shit for the views. Like mm-hmm. we'll have a conversation at the end of the day, because I feel like that there's nothing more valuable than that. If you're sitting here, if you're really worthy of being the president, you have nothing to be scared of. You mm-hmm. will sit here and you will answer these questions. Mm-hmm. Same thing for me. It's like, imagine there was some kind of competition. They're like, oh, hey, we're going to decide who's the official podcast of Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to go, bro. We might get grilled up there. No, we're going to get up, go up there and be like, yeah, if we win, we win. If we don't, we didn't deserve it. We didn't earn it. But at the end of the day, you got to compete. That's what it's about. But it stopped becoming that. It started being like a smear campaign. What can I say about social media? Oh, you backed out of the debate. No, you backed out of the debate. Oh, well, she has this. Well, you have that. Well, this and that. It's like, yeah. Why don't we just fucking actually sit down and compete how we should compete?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, fuck what they talking about. To anybody who is currently running for re-election or election right now, please reach out to me. I'm trying to get my shit popping too. Shit.
Fuck it.
Yeah, shit. I can't wait for him. You know
what I do want to interview
MSNBC.
What I do want to interview though is like we were talking about earlier. I don't know if we're gonna cut that part in or keep it in, but we're having mayor, how would you call it, mayoral elections?
Yeah, mayor,
basically electing a new mayor in Las Vegas for the first time. It won't be a Goodman in our lifetime, because I remember we grew up with Oscar Goodman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we had his wife, Carolyn Goodman.
Yep.
So now...
I met Carolyn Goodman.
I met Oscar Goodman. Yeah. But now, yeah, but now, you know, their time is up. They've served their term. They're up to term limits. So now we're going to have a new mayor.
Yeah.
It's actually two females, I think, that are leading the race. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a female mayor again.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to have... one, if not both of them on, and ask them questions, because I feel like most people who are in those positions, first, they're not usually from Vegas, like born and raised, and second, they're usually way older. So to actually have a conversation with people that are raised here, I know you weren't born here, but you were basically raised here.
I'm like, Vegas.
Your whole life,
bro. Yeah.
To have people that went to school here, we all went to UNLV, we work here, we have a business here, like, we're actually like,
we're from Vegas. Yes.
We're people know as close here to like the average Vegas person, or like the median Vegas person, as you can really get.
Yeah.
Like, we cover all the spots, you know, we're minorities. We have black, we have Hispanic.
So we why don't we just run for mayor then? Fuck it.
I don't know if there's a age limit.
Okay. Maybe like in a few years. There is. But
we are though. Yeah. I do want it. I want to be mayor of Vegas one day.
Yeah.
But for sure. If they're watching this, or if you know them, whether it's mayor, even congresswoman,
whatever, anybody that's running for re-election right now in Vegas,
yeah, let us know, man. Tap in. Let's do an interview. And yeah, y'all got anything else to share?
Oh, I got something.
What's up?
I think this month, speaking of Vegas, it'll be 20 years I've lived in Vegas.
Damn.
It's fucking crazy, cuz.
Unk.
I fucking hate this unk word. I was trying to get sentimental on here. Y'all talking about some damn unk.
Unk is sentimental.
No, we good, brother.
Yeah.
We're just talking about, like, right now
we're talking about the political and economic state of the world.
Yeah. Appreciate you.
The fuck?
What the fuck was that?
That was un. He was trying to sell AirPods.
I should
say
yes, Noah. No,
I don't need no AirPods. Where the fuck did he get AirPods? What the fuck was that?
Yeah, bro.
I saw that in all like slow motion. Like, I seen him in the door, and I'm like, is he grabbing the door?
I was like, nah.
Yeah.
Come in.
We need better security, bro.
What security can we have?
Lock the door for
I guess, we could have locked the door. Yeah. I fucked up. But hey, it's funny.
Anywho,
that's a funny ass moment.
That was random as fuck. That was not planned.
So
y'all,
I don't know if the mics picked it up, but the guy said, do you guys want to buy AirPods? And then he said no. And then he's like, what are y'all doing a podcast? What are y'all talking about?
Yeah.
It's funny as fuck. But anyways, 20 years since you've been here.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Unk.
Yeah, it definitely makes me feel like unk. Well, I'm only 28. I'm not unk. But all right,
that's a better question. At what age do you become unk?
Like 30, 35. Or when you start, I know when it's
unk. I feel like 32.
No. I know when it's unk. When your shit start thinning.
That's what about people that got good genes, though?
This motherfucker's a weirdo. Anywho, for though, y'all can't see, but he walked back. Yeah. Anywho, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said, I feel like 32, but you say when this shit starts thinning.
Yeah, when you start looking like unk, that's when you unk.
What about people that have like good genes, though? Or what about people that have shitty genes that their shit starts thinning young? Like, motherfuckers be like 19, shit already.
Yeah, so do you have any bald homies?
Nah. Bald homies?
Like, people that are bald, that like, are they, their shit is thinning, receding? Like,
do we? Not young ones.
Not young ones. Not like that.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, 20 years is. It's crazy, but I still, honest to God, like, I still can't really believe I live here type shit. Like, I don't, if you told me some of the shit I would have did when I was 18, no, I'm sorry. Some of the shit I'm doing not like at 18, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't believe it. I never thought I'd be on a fucking podcast, people be watching this shit. And
yo, you know, we're actually global. Like, that's the shit that blows my mind. How the fuck do we got listeners from all over
global,
the world?
Are we like repeated listeners, global type shit?
Like, it's like, shit, the stats are there. The stats don't lie.
Do motherfuckers just be randomly clicking, or are they like, it's a motherfucker in Australia right now. Fuck with our shit.
The map says what the map says.
You know what? I think for me, it's like when people locally fuck with our shit.
Nah, that's always going
to
be the best.
Like, has anybody ever ran up on you and said they were listening to the pod that you didn't expect them to?
It's like a few people.
Like, I get you, like, I was on the arm recently, shout out on the arm, and Mikey's mom said she was talking about listening to the episode, but since it's so long, she still has, like, a few hours left, and I'm like...
It's a five-hour episode,
dog. I'm like, what the f... That's crazy. And she's just telling me, like, oh, you know, like, these shoes over here, those are his baby shoes, and she showed me baby pictures of Mikey. I'm like, fuck? That's crazy. No, it's like...
It's a whole documentary,
bro. Yeah. She was, like, corroborating stories that we were talking about on the pod. I'm like... That's fucking wild, like, to have people really fuck with our shit type shit.
For real. You know what I mean? And I feel like the better interviews, because we've definitely gotten better at being interviewers, but also the quality's been better. The interview, like, the people that we talk to are better. Mm-hmm. I feel like the more we progress, it's like, imagine when we have, like, real big-ass guests.
I feel like doing podcasting is, like, it's almost on some, like, video game, like, unlocking characters type shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, you gotta, like, level up.
Yeah.
And then... There's like some parts where it kind of is just dead, and you're like, fuck, we're not growing. And then yeah, one big episode blows shit up. Yeah. Y'all see Nell copy our shit with the flags?
They didn't copy.
Nah, they copied our shit, bro. We put that episode first. They're in the back. But we got the Nevada and the USA flags on the back of our set, and they just did a podcast with JD Vance. I think it's at the Red Rock, because it's obviously here in Vegas, because they got the Nevada flag. When I seen that, I was like, is that the Nevada flag? I was like, what the fuck podcast is this? And I was like, oh, shit, it's Nelk. And I remember they're always at the Red Rock, so they probably did it there.
We should just collab with them.
Not for real. We got to get that UFC Dana White fucking collab.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Fuck. I forgot what I was going to say, but yeah, OTR, baby, we be doing it big. Yeah, I don't got no more topics.
Yeah, that's it for me, too. You got anything?
No, that's it.
No, let them know where they can find you on social media.
Oh, me? Oh, y'all can find me on everything at @N2DATK. Yeah, that's it.
Ocho Benji.
Follow my Instagram. It's @AKBTG. Follow the Instagram for the podcast, onrun.pod. Listen and rate the show on Spotify. That really does help a lot, man. That will push our episodes on Spotify to a bunch of people. Shout out to everybody that fucks with the episodes. Subscribe to the YouTube. And then Kick, we're gonna start a live stream on Kick, where I am at least. Desktop streams, IRL streams, just trying to get a bunch of content, a lot of clips. Kick.com/OTRB. Appreciate y'all for rock with us, man. We'll see y'all next week for another episode, man. Peace.